This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. But first, healthcare in the U.S. costs a lot of money. In fact, we as a country spend twice as much as other rich countries, and we're actually less healthy. The why behind this has been something people have been trying to figure out for years. Conventional wisdom is that Americans use more healthcare. But a group of researchers has some new information that doesn't fit into the old theories. One of them is Dr. Ashish Jha from Harvard's Global Health Initiative. He joined us on the show, and I asked him to explain what they found.
Well, you know, we didn't set out to flip the conventional wisdom. We actually just try to figure out what's going on, because that has been the conventional wisdom, and yet it's really not been based on any data, partly because it's been hard to get comparable data from other countries. And so we try to really understand what was happening, what explains the higher healthcare spending in the U.S. And, you know, what we found was that for some things we do a little bit more, for other things we do a little less, and on average, we're about average.
So what is driving the costs up? I mean, we spent almost 18% of our GDP on healthcare in 2016.
Yeah. So we do spend twice as much as other high-income countries, other European countries like Germany and France and UK. And it's really primarily about prices. So we spend more on administrative costs. Our health system is much more complex, and that's a part of it. But the big offender here is healthcare prices. It's prices for everything. Drugs, tests, doctors and nurses' salaries, everything is just much higher here.
Well, is that because, and I know I'm going to get letters on this, but is that because a lot of these other countries have government-run systems and we have, you know, a patchwork of different private insurers?
What's interesting is if you think about how other countries are able to manage their prices, there are really two mechanisms. Some countries have a very strong government system, a strong government price setter that keeps prices low. Other countries have more efficient markets, and markets can keep prices low. We figured out how to do the worst of both worlds, right? We have Medicare. Yay, exactly. So we have in Medicare a weak price setter that does not do a good job of setting prices. I think it just overpays for a lot of things. And then most of our markets are pretty inefficient because providers have a lot of market power. And so we just end up paying through the nose for all sorts of stuff that should be much cheaper.
I was really struck looking at your study how much pharmaceuticals cost here in the U.S. compared to other countries. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys found there?
We found that pharmaceuticals, comparable drugs, are about three times higher here than they are in most Western European countries. Now, pharmaceuticals make up about 15% of healthcare spending. So that doesn't explain the bulk of why our healthcare spending is so much higher, but it certainly contributes to it. Pharmaceuticals are one place where, you know, the pharma companies at least have an argument, which is they say, look, America pays for all the innovation that goes on in pharmaceuticals around the world. And we looked at that. We looked at new chemical entities, new drugs that are developed. And there's no doubt about it. America is really the innovation engine of the world. The downside is that the American consumers are paying for all that innovation. And of course, everybody else is benefiting from it.
You mentioned innovation. I guess one question I have is, if the U.S. is going to be this center for innovation, and, you know, to some degree, people are going to subsidize that with high prices, is there a way to keep doing innovation while bringing prices down?
There are two parts of high pharmaceutical prices that I think we should think about, and we should think about them separately. First of all, we have often very high prices for generic drugs. That has nothing to do with innovation. That just has to do with some pretty bad regulatory, you know, rules we have where, for instance, we don't allow for generic importation from Germany or France or the UK. You know, those countries have really good generics. We could import those drugs without hurting innovation at all. So that's a place where we clearly should just really have policies that bring down generic drug prices. And by the way, generics make up 80% of all pharmaceutical sales in America, so that can have a big impact.
Yeah.
The harder question is around brand name drugs, new treatments, new cancer drugs, new stroke drugs. That is harder. And if we cut prices on those, we will hurt innovation to some extent. And that just becomes a policy decision. You know, how much are we willing to live with fewer new treatments and pay lower prices? That's a trade-off. There's no free lunch there.
So this may be an unfair question to ask you, but given what you've assembled and what you know, where should we go from here?
There are no simple solutions. And the biggest thing to know is when you look across the European countries, no system looks like the other. So whatever solution we come up with is going to have to be a uniquely American solution. I think there are some policies where we should be able to get some strong bipartisan support. One of the problems of high healthcare prices is the incredible amount of power that provider market power that providers have. Hospitals, health systems, they've been getting bigger. We need really strong enforcement of our antitrust laws, because when health systems get bigger, they charge much higher prices. That should be pretty bipartisan. We should be able to have more competition in the marketplace. There may be areas where we want to look at price regulation, maybe areas where we want to give CMS a bit more authority to negotiate prices.
Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Yeah, sorry, Medicare, the agency that's, you know, the biggest payer of healthcare in America. It's just, it is a little bit of an issue of political will there, because Congress is going to have to allow that to happen. Because anytime you cut anybody's prices, you're eating into their profits. And of course, you know, they scream loudly, and Congress usually steps in and defends them, and the American taxpayer loses.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the director of the Harvard Global Health Initiative and the leader of the research team that put together this paper. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.